Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I sound like Glenn Lundy. That is not my intention. I am Tamara Andress. And so I'm going to say hola, grand rising like Bernita. You know, everybody has their own saying, their own thought patterns. And today I want to change yours. My passion for this conversation is something that's been just burning inside of me this morning, last night, yesterday. I was woken up with this idea that I am the storm. We exist in storms and we look at them like they're so far away, but what if, just like I've taught you before, what if you are the opportunity? What if you are the storm? What if you get to take life by the reins because God's gifted you authority and yet you stand on the bylines, on the sidelines, watching everybody else take life by storm except for you? What are you waiting for? You're praying for a harvest, friend. I know it. And guess what? It is yours for the taking. But you have to stand in that authority. And there are three things that Mr. Tim Story was teaching me this morning from his Miracle Mentality book that I highly suggest. It's incredible. I'm listening to it on Audible because his voice is just, oh, it's a miracle in and of itself. It's just so soothing and calming. And he was sharing this story about a gal who he was speaking with, a very eloquent gal, in fact, at a baseball game. And all of a sudden, somebody yells foul ball. And she reaches under her chair and she lunges over top of everyone to try and catch, which she missed, this ball. And his mind was just shook. His heart and his emotions were just overwhelmed by the fact that this put together woman all of a sudden leaped towards something that she wanted. And there were three things that she did, three P's. She was in the right position. She was prepared. She had her mitt, right? And she was patient. She just sat there awaiting the foul ball. And to that point, he had found out that she had caught 13 other balls that season, and it just sat with him. And as he was sharing this morning in Clubhouse with Breakfast of Champions, you've got to get involved if you're not yet. Come in and hang out with us every morning from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, is there's more to that story, right? There's more to those three P's. And specifically in the lens of our faith is this idea of posture, right? You're positioned, but what is your heart posture? Are you open to the fact that a miracle could happen for you? Are you open for the fact that your harvest will actually come? Are you praying into it and over it? And maybe your answer is yes, that's all I've been doing. I've seen these visions. I know the God dream. And I'm not seeing it, Tamara. Well, there's the other two P's that are so critical. And I'm going to flip the script on what Tim said and put number three in the position of number two, because I think even before the preparation, lots of P's over here, there is this understanding of patience. We all want the fruit. We're all waiting for the harvest. But you guys know how important Galatians 5:22 is to me in this idea of our fruit, the fruit that we're bearing, right? And knowing that forbearance and self-control are generally the last fruits that we want to grow. And yet they're the first fruits that we need to grow in order for the others to follow. Ooh, your girl's rhyming over here, right? First to grow for the others to follow. Right? You've got to lean into this idea of forbearance, this idea of patience, and be okay with being uncomfortable. We plant a seed, friends. God deposits, someone affirms, maybe in a prophetic format. Maybe you have a vision, maybe you have a dream. And you're planting the seed in those moments, and then you're just sitting there, kneeled before the seed, praying and hoping. Praying and hoping, my miracle's coming. But what are you doing right now, today, in your works, in your good works, in your servant heart, in your leadership, in your preparation process? mind, body, soul, spirit. Maybe you're so aligned and you're feeling like, God, I know I could hear you. This is what you're saying, but I'm not seeing it. Are you fueling the soil? Are you giving it water? Are you toiling? Are you making sure that it's positioned correctly, that there's not a bunch of other weeds next to it, that there's not a bunch of plants that are blocking its light? And furthermore, are you vision casting enough into the future of this harvest? This is a critical P that he didn't necessarily cover and I wasn't able to share, so I'm so excited to share it with you right now. Right? It's the future planting that has to happen. That uprooting thing that always feels so hard. But what happens is I planted mint last year, and a couple of weeks ago we were in the garden pulling and planting and getting ready, right, for the season. The mint ran wild. Boy, had it harvested. So much so that the neighbor said, I don't even need to replant or pot. I can just lean over the fence and grab yours. But it had taken over everything else. Are you focused on just one seed? Are there more seeds that need your nurturing? Is there weeding that needs to happen to keep that particular thing contained? This is a lot to think about, and it's not the typical core talk. It probably feels more like a sermon, and that is okay today, because this morning this is burning on my soul. And the specific person that came to mind was Ruth in the Bible, right? She's waiting, she's being patient, she's preparing, and her heart posture towards her miracle is there. And so she seeks, and she goes into a field, y'all. She goes into the actual place that the harvest could potentially grow, just to get food, to have the leftovers, but also to potentially be seen and be known. Are you willing to be the leftover for now? Are you willing to be in the shadows of the massive room of thousands of people? For your harvest, for you to be noticed, for something to stand out for someone, for your Boaz moment, to be recognized, to be known, to reap the harvest that's been planned for you from day one. But it took your preparation, and it took your heart posture, and it took you leaving and cleaving from your family, and it took you leaning in to the hope and the future of a woman that one day wouldn't be there with you, just like Ruth. The knowing that her resiliency and her faith in God was exactly what you needed, and you wanted to honor that. So you go to another city, you try something completely out of the norm, you put yourself in a vulnerable situation. What if they kick me out? What if they say I can't? Everyone has something in their way. The line, the dash between the start, the birth, and the finish line, it's not straight. It's very wiggly, it's very wobbly, there's lots of detours. So I'm wondering where I'm finding you. Are you on your knees next to the planted seed, just hoping and wishing, but not actually putting in the work? Are you positioning yourself beyond just the heart posture and the physical being of who you are? Are you in the right places, in the right rooms, having the right conversations, networking with the right people, putting yourself out there, sharing your story, testifying on his behalf? The harvest is coming. He has already promised you this abundance, this richness. But are you willing to put in the work? Are you positioning yourself? Are you preparing yourself? Are you postured for the harvest? I hope this speaks to you, whatever and however. It's not just monetary, y'all. This is so much more. Your miracles are in every single piece of your life, every single piece of who you are. So I would just encourage you to go and read the story of Ruth 2, where she meets Boaz in the grain field, is exactly what my heart and mind was kind of just centered on. He gave her favor. And he said, may the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. And she said, may I continue to find favor in your eyes. You have put me at ease by speaking kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servants. She was willing to be a servant. She was willing to go unnoticed. And her harvest came. And it wasn't just in the physical. There was food. There was riches. There was land. There was love. There was relationship. Lean in, friends, wherever you are today. Seek your harvest, but do the three P's and be willing to also vision cast beyond those three P's to what's to come in the planting process. If the harvest comes, are you ready for it? Do you have the people to keep it contained? Are they positioned in the right place? My team, I am incredibly grateful for. I couldn't do all the things that I do without them. And that's a becoming process, right? I didn't always have the right people in the right place or any place at all. And I was trying to clench my fist over the dream. But the dream is not just meant for me. It's meant for the people I'm connected to. And that's you. Say yes. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. I'm not even rambling because this is good. I love you. I'm grateful for you.
I see you, sister. The dream is spinning in your soul, calling you forward, and yet the works are taking a toll. Summoned into purpose to reap what he promised, what you desire is noble and honest. Co-laborers needed to level up your fields, plow, plant, water, harvest to yield. Your vision and growth will manifest. Lay your spirit to rest with all you invest. A fresh season upon you, waiting to flourish, requiring your faith and works to nourish. Are you ready to reap your harvest?
Hey y'all, it's me again. I hope in today's episode you sense an ignite to an ember within you. Something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway by snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment, and tag me at fitandfaith_podcast or me personally at tamara.andress on Insta. I hope that I can keep you accountable and also share you with the greater community of the Fit and Faith podcast listeners. We're totally in this together. Community over competition is the motto, right? I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. I'd love to feature your thought in the next episode and give you and your passion project a big shout out. You know I'm a writer, so I love words and I can't wait to read what you have to say. I'm ready to fuel the flame with you together. And until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. Tune in next time.